File 3A, Listening.
Debbie, can you tell us about an exciting trip you've taken?
Sure. This happened a long time ago when I was working in Paris. I had a friend who was living in Palau at the time, and I decided I'd like to go and visit him. Do you know where Palau is?
No, sorry, I don't. Where is it?
Well, it's actually the Republic of Palau, and it's made up of about 250 islands in the western part of the Pacific Ocean. It's about 600 miles east of the Philippines, if that helps.
Ah, okay. I know where that is. So how did you get there?
Oh, well, that was a problem. I went to a travel agent in Paris, and the woman I spoke to told me that the trip wasn't going to be easy. First, I would have to fly to Hong Kong, then to Manila in the Philippines, and from there on to Palau.
So what was the problem?
Well, this was before the age of flight reservation systems.
Ah.
The travel agent could sell me the ticket for the Paris-Hong Kong flight, but she couldn't book any of the other flights because she had no contact with the airlines.
So what did you do?
I bought the ticket for Hong Kong, and then the travel agent gave me the address of the airline that would take me on to Manila.
Huh.
The idea was that I'd fly to Hong Kong, find the offices of the airline, buy my ticket to Manila, and ask about the flights to Palau.
Wow, what an adventure.
Uh-huh.
So is that what you did?
Yes. I didn't think anything of it at the time. You know, I was young, and it was the kind of thing that people did in the past. If you wanted to go somewhere a little bit different, you had to find your own way there.
Hmm. What happened when you got to Hong Kong?
It didn't take me long to find the offices of the airline, because they were in the airport.
Mm-hmm.
When they opened, I bought my ticket to Manila and asked them about the flight to Palau. And that was when the fun started.
What do you mean?
Well, they told me that the flight from Manila to Palau only stopped in Manila to pick up cargo.
Oh.
The plane wasn't authorized to pick up passengers.
Oh, that wasn't good news.
No, it wasn't. Apparently, passengers could get on the plane at all of the other stops except in Manila.
Oh.
I have no idea why.
So what did you do?
Well, they said that the only thing I could do was to fly to Manila, find the plane, and talk to the pilot. If the pilot agreed to take me, then I could fly to Palau.
Don't tell me that's what you did.
Well, actually, it is.
Huh.
I took my flight to Manila and hung around for a while waiting for the plane to Palau. When it came in, I asked the flight attendant if I could speak to the pilot. It was a tiny plane, and there were only about 13 passengers on it.
Mm-hmm.
But they had their very own flight attendant.
And what did she say?
Actually, she seemed pretty excited about me speaking English. I found out why when she introduced me to the pilot. He was Australian. He was amused by my adventure and agreed immediately to take me on to Palau.
You were so lucky.
Yes, I know. But the best thing was that my friend was at the airport to meet me when I landed. I hadn't told him when I'd be getting there. Nobody had a cell phone then either.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd just dropped by on his way home from work to see if I was there.
That's amazing.
Absolutely. I don't think I'll ever forget that trip.
I'm not surprised.